Yakuman.
It's a Hello Kitty mouse.
Inside Junk World, a bass guitar, 2,000 yen.
For 147, that's not bad. That's for half a loaf. That's pretty good.
Caddy Yo-Yo seem to have attracted the attention of the ladies. 100 yen each.
What is this? It's a 96 yen shop.
Welcome to Tokyo Cheapo Podcast. Think Tokyo's expensive? Well, think again. All the best tips for visiting and living in Tokyo on a pittance. Cheap sushi, cheap sausages, cheap dates, cheap dogs, cheap hotels, cheap holidays, cheap sumo, cheap salads, cheap bikes, cheap booze, cheap chicken.
Hello again, all you cheapos, ladies and gentlemen. Another low-cost welcome to the Tokyo Cheapo Podcast. I'm Chris Kirkland, joined by my infamous cheapo.
Hello.
Greg Lane.
Greg Lane, yes, that's
my
it.
Name.
So cheap that you forget your own name.
Indeed.
And where are we today, Greg?
Napoli's Pizzeria and Bar in Shimokitazawa. We've just enjoyed a couple of really cheap pizzas, so feeling pretty full.
And how much does a pizza here cost?
The pizzas are 500 yen. We'll be writing an article about Napoli's pizza probably in the coming week or so.
Okay, today we're going to do a special on Shimokitazawa. Before that, we're going to give you a bit of news and updates and the cheapo calendar, starting with a bit of feedback we got from one of our readers. Mac emailed us to say,
"We arrived in Tokyo and totally rescheduled our itinerary, adding your suggestions. I'd like to say thanks a lot. We had an amazing trip and we spent half the money we initially planned."
That is success. That is cheapo success.
That's exactly why we started the site, so it's really good to hear that.
So excellent. Thanks for the email, Mac. Just to remind you, any comments, tips, complaints, yeah, we're all ears. One point we should mention is the sushi vending machine article was in fact a fake.
Oh yes.
The more astute of readers will have noticed it was on April the 1st.
I think most people figured it out actually. I think a lot of people actually shared it on Facebook and tried to fool their friends with it. So
So don't go to Tokyo Station hoping to buy sushi from a vending machine because it doesn't exist. Okay, other news. We had our Tokyo Cheapo first anniversary Hanami party. We got to witness some nice pole dancing.
Well, freezing our asses off, but obviously not as much as the pole dancer.
On to the Cheapo calendar.
Okay, coming up on the calendar, going into April, obviously, so there's a lot more spring festivals and things. On the 14th of April, there is an interesting festival at Asakusa-dera, Asakusa Temple, and it's called the Hakuro Festival, and Hakuro is the word for heron, so it looks kind of interesting. It's lots of people dressed up as herons.
Sounds good. Presumably that's free as well?
Yeah, of course, yeah, all these events are free, so look out for that on the 14th of April. There's an Earth Day thing coming up on the 20th of April.
When there's a load of people selling organic stuff in Yoyogi.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a bigger one actually, because they have those pretty regularly, so this seems to be like a larger one. It's over 2 days, so that's on the 20th and the 21st. The interesting thing about that is the pronunciation in Japanese is actually asked there. I kind of quite like that.
And anything else coming up?
And there's one more kind of traditional Japanese type festival coming up, and that's on the 20th of April, not far from the location of the Heron Festival in Sumida Park. There will be horseback archery, basically where the people in traditional dress ride along on these horses and shoot arrows.
It's particularly difficult to balance horse saddles and...
Yeah, well, they go at quite a pace. They don't slow down or anything. Yeah.
So that would be a treat to see. Presumably quite a rare sight in Central Tokyo.
Yeah, in Central Tokyo it is, yeah.
Marvellous. Well, that's what's coming up. Now to our main story, which is Shimokitazawa.
Or the Shimokitazawa, as it is sometimes known.
Yeah. So, in a sentence, how could we describe Shimokitazawa?
Quirky.
Cheap stuff.
Narrow streets. I think it's awesome.
Jumbly wumbly.
Crammed full of thrifty little shops.
Pickledy.
Idiosyncratic.
Shimokitazawa is a great place to pick up a bargain. And you'll notice on the site itself, we've covered several establishments in this very area. So firstly, the basics. How do you get to Shimokitazawa? Coming from Shibuya, 120 yen is a short 5-6 minute ride on the Inokashira line, or the Chiyoda-sen, or the Odakyu line,
yep,
both
connect.
saunter in here on a regular basis. Once you've arrived here, what establishments are there to see? What's Don Don Down?
It's one of the many secondhand clothes shops. A bit of a hotbed for vintage clothing. Don Don Down on Wednesdays was covered a month or two ago, I think, by John Matthews. Basically, the concept is every Wednesday the prices go down, so it's Don Don Down. So you have to decide when to buy the clothes, because if you don't buy at the right time, it'll be gone next time you go there.
So it's a trade-off between being a cheapo and actually getting the thing you want to get.
Yeah, it's a bit of a gamble.
And of course, Don Don is kind of like, you know, gradually.
Don Don Down.
So Don Don, gradually going down.
Another favourite place of mine is Ozeki Supermarket. It's a good cheap supermarket, you know. It's something else that makes Shimokitera like a good place to be.
Any other stores worth mentioning?
Well, there's this one, I guess, the one we're in.
Yeah.
Probably about 100 metres from the south exit of the station. We're at Napoli's Pizza.
We'll add the map and the link on this podcast.
Yeah. Just looking around here, like, you know, stepping outside, there's a Daiso 100 yen shop.
So here we are at Daiso,
which is in fact just next to Napoli restaurants. Straight away outside, I can see there's an array of pink objects, slippers and fake roses. Yeah. All right, let's dive inside and see what they got indoors. So here we are inside Daiso. What have you found, Carolee-san? Some fake eyelashes. How much do fake eyelashes normally cost? So this is like 50% cheaper than normal. There's adapters, power splitters, light bulbs. You know, if you kind of need anything around the home, it's probably worth checking out. There's gaffer tape, sellotape, pack of 10 ballpoint pens here. That's proper value. Batteries, sweets, space blanket. You know, the thing that people have at the end of marathons. And next time you need a space blanket, to buy it from Daiso. It's like a high quality store. It's not like the typical 100 yen Lawson where it's just kind of cheap crap. There's stuff here that you'd actually feel good about paying money for, and it's only 100 yen. So let's move on to another store.
There's a place just across the way that has intriguing sounding sandwich. It's a naan pizza sandwich for 650 yen.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there's an enormous variety of stuff in Shimokitazawa, which is one of the real appeals of the place.
Clothing and fashion, and
this is kind of interesting. What is it, like a jewelry shop?
Bustling little streets, narrow little streets.
Mona Records.
500 yen. Oh, geez, we went to the wrong one. This is.
I'm not sure if they have chapter books. Probably Japanese ones.
Some kind of tapioca drink shop. Everything's 280 yen.
Couple of honourable mentions to two other cheapo clothing stores that we have covered. Ragla Magla. Mine covered that a while back.
Persian carpets, Holman lanterns, dressmakers' dummies, neon reminders everywhere.
All the clothes are 990 yen. We also get a recommendation from one of our Facebook followers. There's a place called Stickout where everything is 700 yen.
What does Stickout have? Is it clothing?
I believe it's a clothes store.
Okay.
Let's go there and find out.
Right.
I just arrived at Stickout. Right above a pretty famous store in Shimokitazawa, which was Renif. T-shirt shop. Let's go and have a look.
Marvellous.
So up the stairs we go. Okay, so they have new stuff and old stuff by the look of it.
So there's a whole rack of T-shirts here.
Yep.
What have you got here?
Got some pretty neat hats.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's some nice looking hats there. This is maybe not the highest quality hat, but any hat for 700 yen.
700 yen, yeah. Well, actually 735 including tax by the look of it.
Watches. We've got some.
How about this one? Nice looks like a General de Gaulle cap.
Nice. Carrington.
Pretty interesting looking clientele, right?
Yeah.
Bit of a range.
Maybe we should take some photos for a proper article on this place.
I think we should, actually. Just walking down the street,
And what can we see here? A massage place.
1 hour. That's 1 hour. 2,860 yen. That is pretty cheap. We have an expert here. What's the standard price for an hour massage in Tokyo?
Expert?
60,000 yen.
Yes, normally about 6,000 yen. That's cheap.
Okay. Here's a good one.
Cheapo suit place.
Look, cheap beer. This is the kind of place I like. So, premium malts, 390 yen for a chujoku. Good deals on kushiyaki and oden for 100 yen each. So, what's this place called? Kushidaore. Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Nice.
What is this? It's a 96 yen shop. This is the first actual 100 yen shop I've seen, because it's a 96 yen shop, it actually means including tax it's 100 yen, not 105, like every other 100 yen shop. It's the miso pan thing. It's this Shimokita meibutsu. Like the meibutsu is a
local speciality.
Yeah, local speciality. So miso pan. Oh, here's the miso pan down here, 168 yen. Looks like a hamburger without a hamburger and a hamburger bun. Well, obviously, it's got miso in the middle. Viva Angelica.
Angelica or Anzelica, if you're pronouncing it the Japanese way. Nice little bakery.
We didn't actually buy anything there, did we?
We didn't, but we're cheapos, so what do you expect?
Well, you already had the pizza, right?
We're going to mention them on the site.
Yeah. Okay, so that's us from Shimokitazawa. Where to find us? Obviously, the site is at tokyocheapo.com. On Facebook at facebook.com/tokyocheapo. And also on Twitter.
And next time, we should have an interview with a chap I ran into recently who's been staying in the Mambo Internet Cafe, which was our suggestion from the 10,000 yen for three nights article.
So someone actually listened to us.
Someone's actually followed our advice and done a cheapo, ultra cheapo stay in Tokyo. So looking forward to that. Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys, and catch up with you next time.
See you around.
Dates, dogs, cheap hotels, cheap holidays, cheap sumo, cheap salads.